Hey, we're back on Downtown Thursday afternoon. Rich Kimble with you. And up next on the program, we're happy to welcome back to the program from Guidance Point Retirement Services. They are the hosts of the Retirement Success in Maine podcast, and we're pleased to be joined by Ben Smith and Curtis Worcester. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you?
Good.
I'm great. How are you guys doing today?
We're good. I really appreciate you had Beck Loser playing before we got into a podcast today. That was pretty funny. I love that.
That was the random 90s button that I hit. I had no idea what was going to come up.
And great.
Please don't interpret anything from that.
No, we won't take that personally at all. We're happy to be on the show.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on the podcast. You guys do such a great job with it, and recently you had a really special guest on the show.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. We're at episode, I think we just released episode, was it 58, Curtis?
58, yep.
Yeah,
that's right.
So we just had 58. Last time I think we were on with you, I think we just done episode 10 or 11. So it's been a couple years, so we've added a few more shows, and we had Joanne P. McCauley. Everybody might remember her from the UMaine women's basketball days, in affectionately known as Coach P. So we had her on, and she had some kind of off basketball things talking about mental health challenges, which was something that we were discussing on the show.
Yeah, and she's wonderful too, because she has been so open about her own challenges in mental health. And I think the things that she's doing and going public and talking about this, talking about the stresses that come from athletics, but from everyday life, I think she's doing a great service for so many people.
Yeah, and also just from her position and kind of being able to say, you hear this a lot, and you even tune in the NFL and you hear the let's reduce the stigma about mental health challenges, and you hear her talking about it from the first person perspective, right? As hey, she being diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and talking about brain health, but even just hearing her say, like, hey, by the way, getting medication, getting balance, finding some equilibrium in my life allowed me to have the success I did. And probably if I hadn't gone through what I did, we're still well-functioning people in the society that can actually do some really great things. So I think she's got a really great story that we were able to kind of share through the podcast. And she's just an awesome speaker. So it's great.
Well, and the progress that's been made, and we've still got a ways to go, but the fact that when she was dealing with some of the issues at Maine, it really wasn't the kind of thing you could talk publicly about.
Well, and she goes into that on our show a little bit, and of course she talked about it in her book, Secret Warrior, but just think about 1995, fall season. She's recruited Cindy Blodgett to UMaine, and that was a big get, and they got a lot of momentum entering into the year, and her husband seeing all these things, just really weird behavior coming from her that they hadn't recognized. And she's in her late 20s at that point. So she then starts exhibiting odd behavior and talks about the process of just over that fall, really just having more and more of a manic episode. But even talking about how they're going to win the NCAA championship that year, which, obviously could happen, but just these things that were very grandiose, and she was going to conquer the world, and then getting help locally through Northern Light, and how that experience kind of helped get her back on track. But again, even in that time, hush, don't, here's the notes. We don't talk about it. She just needed rest. She had she had having a rough spell and needed some rest and needed some time off. So I remember just even from my own and being in high school at that point, hearing that story and go, oh yeah, people get tired. Yeah, I guess. Right. So I think that's something where normalizing this, it's okay. And people can come back from it. It's a very excellent story to kind of be sharing and also normalizing, but we got to talk about these things. We all learn that through stories.
Well, what was the biggest insight that you guys both got from your conversation with Coach P?
Curtis, why don't you start?
Yeah. You know, I think overall, just her entire story was so, so incredible. And the success she's had, you know, I think you could argue the success she had is incredible regardless of being diagnosed with a mental health condition there. And just her openness to really dive into it and share, like, to be so vulnerable, and not only in the book, but with us. I mean, she even kind of broke news, if you will, and shared stories with us on our podcast that weren't in the book. So she's just such an incredible person. And in the way, I guess, really the key piece for me was just how vulnerable she got and is willing to tell that story and the change she's trying to make. I think she talked about, you know, she may not be coaching basketball right now, but she's doing the best coaching she's ever done right now in her speaking and her kind of instructional coaching she's doing with individuals and businesses and schools and whatnot. So that really stuck out there for me.
And I'll add on, Rich, you know, one thing that was really kind of impactful is kind of seeing that, hey, from a medication perspective, you know, she was on lithium, and hearing that story about, well, hey, there's challenges with any medication we have, and lithium, while it really helped her stabilize her brain health, led to other challenges, such as that it really is very damaging to her kidneys.
Right.
So what was that like, where all of a sudden she's doing tremendous damage to her kidneys after many years of taking this medication, but she has to switch, right? And she has to switch right as she's at, you know, at Michigan State and into Duke, right? And here's very large programs with a lot of pressure, and she needs to perform, right? High expectations, and she's going to go off medication, try new medication, and hopefully it stabilizes her brain health. And that sort of piece of that was always in the back of her mind of, she has a secret and she's trying to protect it and she doesn't want people to find out about this condition, because if they do, what would it mean?
Right.
So I think living in the shadows is such a tough thing there.
We're talking with Ben Smith and Curtis Worcester from the Retirement Success in Maine podcast. And you mentioned we talked with you back when you were just really starting out the podcast. And it seems that you guys have figured out that using the idea of retirement as I guess the foundation, it's given you the opportunity to talk about a wide range of subjects, probably some that you never expected.
Yeah, it's. I would say there's things that we've talked about that we probably would have never even dreamed when we started it. We kind of laugh when we do it, right? It's because it really, a lot of this is just, these are aging things, right? And it's just, we've never been 80 before until we're 80. We've never been 50 before until we're 50 or 20 or whatever the age is. So there's no manual out here. And that's something where, you know, we started asking questions of people we know and our clients and our friends and family. And what are things that they, you know, they get stuck on? And even something like, we had an episode about right-sizing our stuff. Is that we've seen people that, you know, they've been in that home for a lot of years, represents a lot of memories, but they're not going to move to the next place because I can't get rid of the stuff. This was Johnny's first, you know, teddy bear, and this was Aunt Teresa's, you know, painting that she gave me. And how do I manage all that? And how do I get through? So there's a lot of challenges we see as we age. And those are every time we hear a challenge, that was the idea to, hey, that's something we should be talking about and find an expert to walk us through. So that's been a lot of the fun stuff of what we've been covering.
Now, in light of your conversation with Joanne Palumbo McCauley, I have to think too that everybody puts a lot of thought into the financial planning for retirement, but I'm guessing most people don't think about the mental and emotional adjustment of that.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of it, and we and Curtis and I see this on a daily basis. Is there's people that they've just binged their career. They, you know, they've made it work, and I got to make money because I got to do all this to keep food on the on the table for the family, and that's the challenge. And then one day I decided to trade that all in for the binge of retirement, and I'm just going to go cold turkey and be done. It's amazing. I think what we're seeing now is there's, even with the pandemic and with COVID, and I think there's a lot of this concept of retirement is changing, and maybe it means we do something part-time that we like to do. How do we fill our time, and what do we need money for? And I think that's been the challenge that we've been trying to address here, is what brings purpose to our life? What do you need money for to bring purpose? And how do we tackle life's challenges as we continue to age?
Yeah, that's great. And Curtis, I wanted to ask that question. So I'll ask you, how have you guys found that COVID has impacted people's approach to retirement?
So honestly, I think it's something Ben and I talk about. I think certainly for the perspective of our show, I think you could call COVID almost the silver lining there, or the success of our show, because it opened up so many new things for people, or it made people think about maybe retirement sooner. You know, I think we have a lot of kind of conversations with our clients who may be in their 40s and 50s, who, you know, the last 2 years, you know, whether it was a shift at work or losing their job or deciding not to work anymore, I think retirement's becoming a lot more real for people. And it's kind of, you know, it's certainly a lot more on people's mind, right? So then we're doing things like, we're having conversations about healthcare costs. We're having conversations about, Ben mentioned, right-sizing your home, or where do you want to live in retirement? And so I think it's kind of accelerated that process for people, and certainly the people we're talking to, and it's, we love it. That's what we like having conversations about. So we're all for it.
And Ben, I get the impression from what you said that the very idea of retirement is changing, that it's not necessarily a black or white thing. It's not just, all right, I'm done, I'll be on the couch if you need me.
Yeah. In one of the shows we talked about, it's again, kind of neat how there's so many people that intersect into this concept of retirement. And one person we talked to is a career and executive coach, and she talks about that really a lot of people, it's a pivot, right? As in speaking, you know, speaking of Coach P here and Joanne Palumbo-McCauley, is, hey, I was a coach, I was an assistant coach, I then turned to become a coach, a head coach at a smaller program at UMaine, become a larger program, but then she takes those skills about motivating people, about trying to create change and to try to use a platform to have conversations. But she's done public speaking, but she's not a public speaker. She's developed those skills and then challenge and pivot to a new thing. And that's what we're seeing for retirement as a big theme is, hey, I've been able to do something in my life, and these are the things I really have some skills, but I've never applied it over here. So how about I pivot 30 degrees to a new thing? It doesn't have to be a job, could be a hobby, could be a career move, could be lots of things. But people are kind of doing this more as pivoting over time, and that's how they're finding more purpose, that re-energizes them throughout many of our life stages.
All right, so if anybody would like to hear your conversation with Coach P or any of the episodes of the Retirement Success in Maine podcast, what's the best platform to go to?
Yeah, I think Apple Podcasts or Spotify are really the one and two there. So you can just go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, type in Retirement Success in Maine. Our show will pop right up. And that's our second most recent show there, is the Coach P Conversation. You can click on it and check it out.
And if people want to talk with you about their retirement plans and thoughts, what's the best way to get in touch?
Yeah, we're at 108 State Street in Bangor, so right on the corner there, almost at Broadway in State. You can go to our website, guidancepointllc.com. Our Curtis and my contact info is right there, and you can talk to us email or phone.
Well, congratulations on the great work. Keep it up on the podcast and everything else you do to help folks make that transition in life. Ben, Curtis, great to talk with you again. Hope we'll get you back on soon.
Thanks so much, Rich. Great to talk to you.
Thanks.
That is Ben Smith, Curtis Whistler.